This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show. It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next. So listen for yourself. Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us. It's Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. And my first guest today is an author, attorney, an activist, an academic. She has testified before Congress, the D.C. City Council, the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights. And it is a pleasure to welcome Nikisha Taifa to the show. And I just got a chance to meet you the other night via Zoom, and I'm so impressed with you and the work that you're doing and the information that you have for us, because when we talk on this show about cannabis, about CBD, about this plant and the miracle this plant offers for so many people, it's not for everyone, and I've never said that, but for many, it's been a very important plant. But what we don't hear about is all the money that is collected in different communities from the sale, from the sales of the cannabis shops. And so you have some great examples for us, and it is such a pleasure. Nikisha, welcome.
Well, Frankie, I'm thrilled to be on your show and to share with your audience. I'm very excited about just how cannabis tax dollars can be used creatively, and there is a pioneering example that I feel could be a blueprint for across the country.
All right, do share
with
us, please.
Basically, I'm giving an example, if I can.
Yes, please.
Okay, Evanston, Illinois recently authorized the use of tax revenue from their recreational cannabis industry to do what? Listen to me carefully. To fund reparations initiatives in the community. The first municipality to commit public tax dollars from its cannabis industry to the sum of $10 million over a 10-year period to seek to address economic and housing issues, the racial wealth gap between blacks and whites, emanating all the way back to the enslavement era, all the way up through redlining and through today. And I think that this strategy of earmarking the lucrative cannabis tax revenue for reparations initiatives could really be a model. The jurisdictions across the country are talking about ways in which they could heal the, do some racial healing. We have 15 states in the District of Columbia that have legalized marijuana. What if they follow the blueprint, the model of Evanston, Illinois? It very well could make a difference.
Oh, I know it could. I know it could. And this is what I have been talking about for years since I've been doing this show, Nikisha. This is what it's all about. Let's take these dollars and use them and put them back into the community. Because right now, COVID has created havoc on our entire, every system of our being. And there are going to be communities that are going to need this money to help with feeding all of the people that are in these food lines that we see on television. We see them right here in our own neighborhoods. There's a community over the bridge in my area in Boston called Chelsea and Fall River and Lowell, and they are in desperate need of food. There's not enough food. and the food lines are outrageous. And wouldn't it be wonderful to see, you know, there was so much outcry, community outcry about legalizing, and I don't want these shops in our neighborhood. But let me tell you something, these shops are going to save your neighborhood. And I just can't stress enough the economic boost this country can get from cannabis.
Yes, and actually with the Evanston, Illinois model, they're going to be using the tax revenue to assist with housing issues and to encourage business development, to encourage entrepreneurship in the black community. I see all of this, Frankie, as a type of poetic justice. I mean, you have the issue of the criminalization of cannabis being at the center.
Yes.
Of a justice
yes.
system that disproportionately sent black people to prison. So now we have a situation with legalized marijuana perhaps being an entity that can begin to help close some of these issues and to right some of the wrongs of people just going to prison unnecessarily, you know, under these laws that are part of the war on drugs.
Well, let's go back to the days of the war on drugs. Because you have been very verbal and very outspoken, and you were on a panel once, and you were quoting Nixon's domestic policy advisor. Did we know we were lying about the drugs? And
of course we did, he said. Oh, my God, that was just so outrageous. And for us to find out this year, decades later, Nixon's chief policy advisor, John Ehrlichman, admitting, you know, the White House, while conducting a war in Vietnam, was characterizing the anti-war left and black folks as enemies. And they said, because I just know the quote in my mind, he said, we knew we could not make it illegal to be either against the war or against blacks. But by getting the public to associate the hippies with marijuana and black folk with heroin and then criminalizing both elderly, what Nixon was saying is that we could disrupt their communities. We could arrest their leaders. We could raid their homes. We could break up their meetings. We could vilify them night after night after night on the evening news. And he said, did we know that we were lying about the drugs? Of course we did. Mm. Frankie, what are we going to do about this? I mean, it's like,
oh, you know, I was talking with you privately, and I just said to you that what disturbs me, and so many wonderful souls have been on this program, really and truly talking about how to fix the penal system, because right now, as we are speaking, there are tens of thousands of Latinos, blacks, browns, you name it, that were thrown in jail for a silly, silly misdemeanor offense, but because of their minority, they didn't have the resources to make bail, they fell into the system, and they are rotting away year after year after year in jails in our country.
Yes.
It is so disturbing to me that this is happening. And what do you have any idea as a lawyer, Nikishi, what the actual numbers are?
Well, I will say that as a result of the continued enforcement of marijuana prohibition laws, that has been responsible for more than 500,000 arrests in the U.S. every year. 500,000 arrests on marijuana. Marijuana. 500,000 arrests. Now, I will say that there is a light, hopefully, at the end of the tunnel that might come about tomorrow. Tomorrow, Friday, the MORE Act, the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act, it's called the MORE Act, is going to be voted, a historic vote, on the floor of the House of Representatives. And what this bill would do, I don't know if you've discussed it on your show before, but it would decriminalize marijuana at the federal level it will begin to undo the damage that prohibition has caused. It would expunge marijuana convictions, so very important, because many people are saddled with what we call the collateral consequences of a criminal conviction. So it would expunge those convictions. It would reduce marijuana sentences, and it will reinvest in communities that have been really hard hit by drug prohibition. Again, disproportionately Black, Latinx, Indigenous, low-income communities and the like. And when you spoke, Frankie, about COVID...
Wait a minute, I'm going to let you... Wait a minute.
Okay.
We have to take a quick break, but we will be right back with Nikishi to IFA, because this is such an important segment, such an important show that we're doing today. Give us the best website for all the things that you do as the lawyer and activist and author. Go ahead.
Yes, that website will be www.justiceroundtable.org. I'm the director of the Justice Roundtable, which is a coalition of over 100 organizations working to reform the criminal justice system. Justice Roundtable.
And we'll be right back. We'll be right back with this Legal Eagle.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having. And I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer, and I just am so excited to have Nikisha Taifa with us because she is an activist, she's an author, she's an attorney, and she is trying to get justice for people that have not been able to get their due rights. You know, we are all supposed to be equal, which we know isn't happening. And it's not happening with the black, the brown, the Latino community. And so welcome back, Nikisha. Tell me again about the roundtable, what you're doing, and this incredible effort.
Yes, sure. So I'm the executive director of the Justice Roundtable. It's been in existence over 18 years. We fought many battles, including the entity that was the catalyst behind the Second Chance Reentry Bill, the catalyst behind the 2010 Fair Sentencing Act, which reduced the disparity between crack and powder cocaine. And we were instrumental in getting strong sentencing provisions as part of the 2018 Fair Sentencing Act. And we have a number of different working groups. One of our working groups is our drug policy working group, and they are the entity that is really one of the movers and shakers behind making sure that we are making history tomorrow by the passing of the MORE Act on the floor of the House of Representatives. We're talking about, you know, a situation where for the first time ever we might have a full House vote. It just passed out of the Rules Committee. And also, Frankie, just yesterday, the United Nations voted to reschedule marijuana and acknowledged its medical use. I mean, you know, we're living in some unprecedented times right now. And the support
absolutely.
For these issues are growing. Yeah.
I just think you and I both understand the reality that lack of knowledge has been one of the biggest problems in the cannabis world, and education is needed, and this is why I am committed to doing this program. We really need to become educated, and we need to understand that there are many, many ways to use this drug, this plant, properly. However you use it, I don't have a problem with whatever you're wanting to do, as long as you don't hurt anyone. But what I want people to understand is that it's not just one story, one lane. It is multiple uses for lots and lots of different people. And I'm not talking about people that are abusing drugs. That's what we're not talking about that. We're talking about a plant that's been around for tens of thousands of years. And the fact that it has helped so many people, and there are so much studies, as you know and I know, that are being conducted in. And now we're starting to see them in our country because of the states that are allowing legalization. But Israel and Spain have done some extremely exciting work. We're seeing the benefits of hemp industrially, you know, and we're seeing the economic benefits, as you talked about earlier on the show today. So but it's all about the education. It's all about the education, and it's not just passing the joint around to get high. This is a totally different conversation we're having. And if you want to do that, fine, go for it. Whatever you need to do in your own life. But what we are talking about is that there are people that were put in jail, put in our prisons, unjustly, for just doing that, passing a joint around. That is total insanity. Total insanity.
Yes, and Frankie, one of the other issues that I've worked on is the issue of clemency and what we're calling on the new administration to commute the sentences of a category of people, the category of people who are in prison for marijuana offenses. Their sentences should be commuted. They should be afforded clemency so they don't have to spend another day in jail or in prison. So, you know, this battle is being fought on many different fronts, whether it's the reparations front, whether it's the clemency front, whether it's the legalization front, whether it's the medical marijuana front. I mean, the harms that have come about as a result of prohibition have been multifaceted, thus the remedies must be multifaceted as well.
Perfectly said, perfectly said. Where are you in this clemency effort?
Well, actually, we're in the process of meeting with members of the Biden-Harris transition team to let them know of our priority issues for the first 100 days, and that, in fact, is one of our priority issues. Our meaning, the Justice Roundtable Coalition, which I convene, is that there be commutations of categories of people to include the category of people
that would
who
be so great
for marijuana offenses.
Yeah, that would be so wonderful. Oh, my gosh, that would be so fabulous. And I believe that Pamela Harris, Vice President-elect Pamela Harris, is very much in favor of reform in this area. Is that true? I had heard that she was.
Absolutely. That is true. And we hope that carries on as she joins the new administration, and that we really will see just a multitude of changes as a result. We saw changes as a result of the last election. That's how we got up to 35 states. 35 states in D.C. now have a medical marijuana, law. So I'm hoping that will increase. This is an issue that's not going away. This is an issue that is expanding. All of the polling shows that a majority of the voters, support the MORE Act, which really centers issues dealing with social justice and equity in the context of scheduling marijuana as a criminal offense.
And I have to ask you before we leave, I have to ask you, Danny Glover, the actor, has described you as a brilliant lawyer and an extraordinary champion for justice. How fabulous to get a quote from Danny Glover.
I was excited. He's an advocate for all the right and progressive things, and he wrote that blurb on the back of my book, my memoir, Black Power, Black Lawyer, which talks about my journey, including a lot of the advocacy I've been doing against the war on drugs.
And we are going to have you back because you're just, oh my gosh, you're just so wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us today. And give out your website again. Go ahead and give out your website again.
Yes, www.justiceroundtable.org.
And we will be right back. Lovely. Great work. Be right back. Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, A to Z in Educational Odyssey. Stay tuned.
With all the CBD offerings today, how do you choose the best one? My name is John R. Taylor, and I've been a naturopath for over 20 years formulating high-quality natural supplements. When I launched my Core Hemp CBD product several years ago, I used all my years of experience to produce the best possible CBD products. Core Hemp will satisfy all the rules of choosing a quality CBD product. Core Hemp is non-GMO, blended and bottled in the USA, not an isolate or synthetic. I only use full-spectrum hemp oil, 500 milligrams of CBD at 1 milligram per drop. third-party testing so you know what you're getting. 100% hemp, no MCTs, no coconut oil or olive oil. We have both an oral CBD oil and a topical, plus one just for pets. To learn more about Core Hemp products, go to core-hemp.com and use the coupon code HEMP2020 for a 15% discount on your entire purchase.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. You know, we were just talking with our brilliant legal eagle, Nikisha, about the lack of diversity in the industry. the fact that there are so many Latinos, blacks, and browns that are in jail, incarcerated, for just having cannabis in their possession, marijuana. The industry, the cannabis industry, understands the lack of diversification. You know, when you go to the trade shows, you just see white suits. That's it. Men, majority of men. It's changing. And I have seen the changes slowly starting to change. But would you ever think someone from Taiwan being a player in the cannabis industry? No, you just wouldn't. But that's exactly what Richard Huang has done. He is the CEO of Cloudius 9, and he's an immigrant cannabis CEO. This is such an amazing journey and such a great story. And Richard, how the heck did you go from Taiwan to cannabis? And what's the cannabis world like in Taiwan? Let's begin there first. And welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So what's it like? Yes, what's it like? What's the cannabis flavor in Taiwan? Where you're from?
Well, it's 100% illegal, that's for sure. And you know, as a kid growing up there in Taiwan, we were taught that, you know, any kind of drug in general, you use it once and you're kind of hooked for life. That's kind of the general education they give us. They kind of generalize everything into one pool. And so that's kind of the idea we got growing up. And I believe Taiwan is one of the relatively more liberal Asian countries. But still, you know, I think any kind of cannabis-related crime, I guess in their terms, you could still kind of get really maximum prison terms for it. So there's really not a lot of tolerance for it whatsoever. And so, yeah, that's kind of the society that I'm used to, I guess, growing up. And, you know, coming to the States, of course, afterwards, it's slightly better, but still, you know, I really didn't get introduced to anything until I came over.
And so how does an immigrant from Taiwan wind up as the CEO of a cannabis company?
Well, I came to the States when I was 10. So, you know, so I went through the whole high school education here. That is when I got introduced to, of course, you know, everything for cannabis in general. And, you know, so the more I got to know it, the more I realized it's not as, you know, what I was told. You know, it's not nearly as scary as what they said to me. And also, there is definitely a lot of benefits to it. So, you know, you're taught here, of course, to make your own decision in terms of, you know, how you evaluate different things. And for me, that decision was relatively simple. I think people just don't understand it. And I think in Asia, people, I guess, the educational system is a little bit more conservative. So definitely they don't want anyone touching anything related to what they think is you know, mind altering. So I think that is the you know, eventually when we're here, you start making your own decision, you learn more, and of course personally I don't have anything against it even as when I was young. And you know, as I was growing up, you know, into the college, then I got introduced to it more. So I guess I made my own decision that this is a completely safe
In general. What's it like as an immigrant owning a cannabis company at this time? Because they're so, I would think that you're probably the only person from Taiwan that owns a cannabis company. I would suspect that at this time. Maybe I'm wrong, but I would think, are you the only one?
There are
minority. Oh, there are. Well, that is exciting.
So I do. Yeah, I do know a couple of friends as well that also owns a cannabis industry, cannabis company, one way or the other.
Is it harder for you as an immigrant who came to this country to really make it in this industry because it's been so predominantly white?
I would say there's pros and cons to it. I mean, there is definitely some pros. I mean, you try to take the pro and maximize it and try to minimize the difficult side of it. I suppose the difficult side is that, you know, after all, you're not really growing up kind of truly in the culture, per se, right? So really, you don't want to go into the industry. You don't have that build-up of cultural understanding that a lot of people do, I guess, in the industry. And so I would say that I am accepted. I feel like I am accepted. So I feel like there isn't too much of an issue here on that front. But it is also obviously a little bit more difficult in terms of getting people to culturally think that you know what you're doing, put it that way. I think
there's
a little bit more that you have to prove to the industry.
I was just going to say,
seriously.
What about your family? Were they horrified that you chose this industry?
Some were, and some were more open-minded. So I guess, for those that I know is going to have a problem, I just try to avoid the topic with them. But for those that I know, you kind of know who accepts, who's okay with it, who's not.
Yeah. Tell us about your company and the breakthroughs that you're doing with your company, Cloudius.
The idea actually went pretty far back. About 5 years ago, you know, that's when vaporizer was first, you know, kind of appearing in the industry. It weren't as good as what we have now, but, you know, people are starting to learn about it, know about it. There was vaporizer way back, but, you know, kind of the real boom really happened about 5 years ago. And, you know, from that point on, I realized the whole industry doesn't really have a water filtration or bong vaporizer. That's my own personal preferred method of consumption. So, I was set out to do one. Being the first product that we were doing in this industry, it took a little longer. You know, it took about almost 2 years just to get the right team in place, to get the product developed and manufactured. We had many, many versions before we actually came to market. But fortunately, the first product, it was well received in the industry, and it kind of formalized Cloudius Night as a player in the cannabis hardware sector. And that was about.
How long did it take you? I was just going to say it's taken a few years to get it to market, but you're in the market now.
Oh yeah, no, we've been selling the product for the past 3 years. We just released two new products last year. And, we're looking for releasing two more the coming year.
Right. Has COVID affected the business and the business model in any way, or has it accelerated it?
It's a little bit of both. It accelerated the online portion of our purchase, because people are staying home, they're shopping a lot more online. And really the demand for our cannabis really hasn't subsided in COVID. If not, it would probably increase. So it did increase our retail sales, but it definitely impacted the wholesale segment where people are visiting stores and smoke shops to purchase. I think that took a small a period of 3 months or so. That was a lot slower. And then,
Richard, we have to take a quick break. So we'll have you come back in just a moment. Give us the best website how people can find out more about the company.
Yes, it's www, and then CloudiusNine, CLUDIOUS, the number 9.com.
And we'll be right back with Richard. right here on Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Z, an educational odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer. We are in the middle of a conversation with Richard Huang. And Richard is from Taiwan, got here when he was 10 years old. And he's a first-generation immigrant. So he really didn't know what cannabis was growing up. And having tried it in high school and he realized that this could be a future for him. He had some thoughts and some ideas. And after he graduated from college. And Richard, tell us what you went to your mother's house, by the way, and Richard is the founder of Claudius 9, which is his company. You went to your mother's house after college, and what did you find she was doing growing in her backyard?
Yeah, no, that was the surprising part. So for a little while, my mother was, supplying. So that was the surprising part, is that I didn't know what her take was on cannabis in general, but the one that I suppose, like a couple of years after I graduated and I started living by myself, of course, and then one day when I went over, she kind of, opened up her bathroom and showed me, like, it was this, this big plant, and they're growing that legally, of course. She's in Oakland. So that's the surprising part. Like, that is when I feel like, I suppose I'm comfortable talking to her about the possibility of me going into this industry, et cetera. And so that
sure.
was interesting.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So your mom was growing it for her own use?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. That's very cool. Cool story. What the competition and what you're doing, how did you even come up with this concept?
With any product, when you're, especially if you are just entering the industry, the key is to have a differentiator. You can't make something that everyone else already has. So you have to make sure your product is completely different. So that was the root of every product that we developed. We want to make sure it's different than what's out there. So the first product was, the water bomb vaporizer. That is, we didn't have anything like that at the time. So that's why I was willing to invest a good number of years to make that happen. But once you have that first product and then people you establish as a, for lack of a better word, an innovator in the industry, then you're accepted. Then, of course, then we could continue with our innovations. So our next couple of products, we always try to make sure it's a little bit different from what people have seen. So we have a tectonic knife grinder, which is a manual grinder, like a normal grinder you would use. But on the bottom, we have a auto-dispensing feature where with the press of button, it funnels out, and you can roll a joint relatively easier or fill a comb. So we want to tackle, like, the post-grinding part of the process. We felt was the most messy. So these are, examples of the things that we do. To make sure
and
that
I know that,
product we do.
Yeah, and I know that a lot of people that want to use the product do not necessarily want to roll a joint and want alternatives. And so, and some of the older users for medicinal purposes and to get some relief want different deliveries, and so you're offering that with your company.
Correct, yeah. The vaporizing is a lot healthier, and then you could definitely get as much hit as a regular joint. It's just a lot cleaner.
And have your sales been robust? Are you still in the growing phases? And where are you in this entrepreneurial world in the cannabis business?
Well, everyone takes their company very differently. You know, it kind of depends on the situation. And for us, we focus on growing steadily. So we've been profitable every year since we start. But we choose not to kind of go, you know, crazy and release 5 products every year and try to grow too quickly. We try to kind of go with the pace of this industry. So, you know, as legalization is looming, as things open up more, we try to put in more resources behind it to grow it faster, you know, and then at certain times, we do try to take a step back and reorganize and make sure that we're just pacing this the right way. So the way that we are approaching this is to make sure that we're growing every year, but at a steady pace and not overextending ourselves.
Absolutely. I mean, that makes tremendous sense. I have to ask you if this is, when you look back and you see the growth and what you've done, does it just absolutely blow you away that as a child you were told one thing and realizing the realities of how this plant is helping so many others and that you're a part of the industry?
Yeah, no, this is it's really amazing. I mean, the feedback we get from our customer, a lot of them use it for medicinal purpose and you know, kind of feedback for how our device combined with cannabis has really helped them. That is definitely one of the most rewarding part of being in this industry. And the demand for it, I guess the people's enthusiasm for it was in the beginning, I was really blown away. And I've gotten used to it now, but still, I mean, it's an amazing feeling.
Right. I bet. What an exciting journey you've been on, Richard. And the fact that you've been able to come to this country and get involved in an industry that has been primarily white, very, very little diversification, but you're adding to that. And how is that when you're hiring people? I'm sure you think about the need to make sure you have the right people and also to try and get diverse help as well. And we thank you for being with us. We're almost out of time. Give us the best website.
It's www, and then cloudy is 9, that's cloudious, the number 9.com.
Wonderful. Thanks so much. We wish you the best. And we will be back next time right here on Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an Educational Odyssey. Thanks for listening, everybody. Make it a great day. And as always, smile.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.